Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative for Root Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's episode will be about drugs. I repeat, today's episode will be about drugs. Today we're going to talk about what do drugs actually categorize as and how do we move forward knowing how to classify drugs. So first and foremost, I want to thank you all for being part of the mental health family, the Being Black 2020 family. We open our doors to mental health, to better health overall in general, and we thank you all for being intensive and being supportive of those endeavors. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please go to the website or any of the apps that we are on, which will be going over at the end of the video. Well, the end of the podcast. So let's get into a family. Drugs. What are drugs? Drugs are anything that has been inorganically modified. I repeat, drugs are anything that have been inorganically modified that enters the body. So the sugar that the white sugar that we take is a drug. When you go to the grocery store, those are drugs. When you read those labels, benzene, chlorophyllic sodium, all those are drugs. The pharmaceutical companies work together with the food industry and they have produced mass quantities of drugs. That's why high blood pressure, diabetes, and all types of different cancers run rampant because we are eating the drugs. We are fueling ourselves with drugs. That's why most of the foods 150 years ago, most of the foods, 90% of the foods we have now did not exist. I repeat, 150 years ago, 90% of the foods we now eat did not exist. So that means that they're genetically modifying the fruits. They're genetically modifying the vegetables. A lot of the fruits are not coming with seeds anymore. So that means once you sterilize, what does it mean once you sterilize a fruit? That means you sterilize the nutrients in it. That means the nutrients there is no more nutrients or proteins in it, or very little proteins in it. Not only that, that shows the mass sterilization that wants to be a global phenomenon. Once you take the seeds out of the fruit, we know there's technology to make stuff seedless, to make things seedless. We all know that, how does this tie in with the global conglomerate? We all know that Bill Gates bought up 90% of the world farms. The same Bill Gates that have said that we're overpopulated. So the same people who think we're overpopulated are the same people that are in control of the farms. The same farms that are genetically modifying the corn and everything else. Everything is starting to be genetically modified in order to mass produce. It has no respect towards nature. It has no respect towards feeding the hungry or, you know, farmers, or actually the due process of how to take care of the land and share resources. That's not the goal here. The goal here is to control and optimize. And what we don't realize is that drugs, we support drugs every day when we go to the grocery store and we don't read the label what we put in our bodies. We support drugs every day when we go to the sink and we drink that fluoride without getting a filter to make ourselves more conducive to a safe showering or a safe cleaning. Everything around us is influenced by drugs. Not only the food, not only the water, but also the medicine. The so-called medicine is a drug. People go to doctors day in and day out. And then when the doctors fail, then they want to go to the holistic approach. When in truthfulness, you should have had an open mind and understood your own body. it's very important for you to understand what drugs is. Anything inorganic to the body. So that means when they isolate those properties to make those, you know, Tylenols and those benzenes and all those different isolated properties of plants, because every medicine comes from a plant. It's extrapolated. Once it's extrapolated and they isolate that property, now it's a drug. Whether it benefits you or not, the body does not know the difference. It is very important that we understand this, family. We're talking about, oh, well, you know, that's good. That's, you know, because it's good for you. It could be good for you, but once something has been manipulated, the body cannot tell what the natural order of it is. So it knows no difference. Your body knows no creeds, no bounds, or no emphasis. Your body just understands what is organic. So we have to be truthful to ourselves, and we have to be honest with ourselves when we realize that we are not doing the best job to take care of ourselves. We are not doing the best job of studying and learning about ourselves. We are not doing the best job of finding out what fruits and what vegetables are conducive for my growth or our growth. We're not doing a great job at that. But the thing is, we can move forward. We can do better. We can do better. A lot of the times, like I said, food is a drug. How do they get you hooked on the drugs? Your emotions. Your emotions. A lot of people don't understand is when you're angry, you like salty foods. When you need love, you like sweet foods. That's the broad spectrum on how they manipulate the food industries into pumping certain chemicals in it to give you those reactions, to push those endorphins. It's very important that we understand that not everybody is going to eat what is best for them. Every vegan is not eating well. Every person that eats meat is not eating bad. But the thing is, you have to know what this does to your body. There's certain ailments that affect us because of the ignorance that we push and the proverbial nature of not wanting to study, the proverbial nature of not wanting to engage in something that's affecting you can be dire. So when it comes to the drugs and how they manipulate our emotions, the drug companies know, oh, well, if I work together with Popeyes and this new flavoring they push can push out, you know, my new chemicals, it's way easier to mass produce and mass infect somebody or the public. It's very easy to do it because nobody reads the labels. I walk through the grocery store all the time. I never see people reading the back of the labels. Maybe once or twice I've seen it, but people never read the labels. And then if they did read the labels, they couldn't even understand half the stuff that's on the back of the label. High glucose corn syrup is almost in everything. And that's 10 times more damaging than sugar. It damages your nerves. It causes diabetes. And it overall affects your central nervous system. Stuff that's not even legal in other countries. We wonder why America is one of the most obese countries. America is one of the most violently outraged countries. Well, I'm proposing that both of those issues stem from the same problem. Is that we're on drugs. And not the drugs that they push on the news. Not the heroin. But the opioids. Not the weed. But the food. Not the cocaine. But the medicine in general. The medicine, the water. everything is adding up to the fact that we're being dosed, heavily manipulated by the pharmaceutical companies. And day in and day out, it gets more and more pivotal for us to learn how to take care of ourselves, how to grow our own foods. There's bell peppers and all types of stuff that you can grow in the house. Cilantro that you can grow in your own home. You ain't gonna have a garden. You can have a garden in your house. Start learning how things look in a natural order. Start collecting your seeds, family. It is very important that we start to learn how to take care of ourselves. Learn how to push the agenda of self-preservation. And this is not because if the world ends or anything like that, because somebody world ends every time they die. That's not important. You need to learn how to be self-sufficient just because you are responsible. Just so you are responsible and you are accountable. So you can account for your ability, you can respond to your ability, but you can't do that if you can't take care of yourself. Basic functionalities of life. Learn what fuels your body. Learn what takes away the fuel. Learn how to expend your energy knowing that you're not being manipulated. And especially for densely melanated people, we have to be very careful because drugs affect us the most. When you're heavily melanated, that means that the itty-bitty amount of drugs can manipulate your body and cause you to be affected in the most dramatic ways. Because most of the drugs that they have now are melanin bonding. They try to bond to melanin. If I told you we're under attack already, I will tell you again, we are under attack. Watch what you put in your mouth. Just as much as you watch what comes out. It is very important, family, that we do these things. Because, like I said, disease knows no merit. Ignorance knows no bounds. There is no excuse for us being diseased and destroying ourselves. There's no excuse for it. We can't blame the white man. We can't blame the elite that benefit off us dying and leaving us their resources. We can't blame them. No, we can't. I know people in the past have done it, past Negro leaders and past other people in the past have pointed the finger and said, hey, they're killing us. But the truth and the matter of the fact is that we're killing ourselves. And we're enjoying it. We're blissfully enjoying it because we have not allowed ourselves to open our own eyes. We walk around with the blind leading the blind and everybody's going to go the new curl. Everybody want to be vegan. But this, do you want to be healthy? Forget a trend. Forget a new wave. Be present. Be accounted for. Stand on your own two feet. Then understand what keeps those feet standing. What is the energy of your backbone? Allow yourself to have a presence in your own space. Everybody wants to be available. Somebody else, I want to fit into the health club group. I want to fit into the vegan group. I want to fit into the workout group. I want to fit into the cycling group. Fit into your skin. Fit into your mind. Fit into your understanding of yourself. So then now, when you push forward, you don't have to second guess yourself. You don't have to walk on false ground and be shaky. You can understand that, you know what, these drugs, that ain't for me. I'm not going to do this. I ain't going to do that. I might need this at this point. I might utilize this herb, but I'm not going to allow these things to manipulate me into being unhealthy, to being unbalanced, to being confused, to being distraught, to being destroyed. Don't let the drugs destroy you. Understand them, avoid them, and move forward in the best way possible with that knowledge. When you have an understanding of these things, you will learn how the herbs were just extrapolated and minimized due to the medical industry. How the oil companies mass produce medicine so that they can have a mass revenue. A lot of these things have not been talked about because it keeps you from opening your eyes. So, as always, family, I want to provoke you to go to the website or, like I said, any of the social medias. That's TikTok, Instagram, or Snapchat, BeingBlack2020, or Facebook. And we will reply within an hour. Thank you so much for being a part of the podcast. Peace, love, and hotel.